Researchers in New York have evidence that a drug can reduce a woman's risk of breast cancer by 20%. The drug is not some fancy new blockbuster from a pharmaceutical giant. It's aspirin. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
In the mid-1990s, scientists began the Long Island Breast Cancer Study Project. Mary Beth Terry is a cancer epidemiologist at Columbia University in New York. She says the study was initially intended to look at substances in the environment that might be affecting breast cancer rate.
At the time, we were able to ask a detailed questionnaire, which include medication history. And so when the study commenced in the mid-90s, one of the questions that was outstanding was whether or not aspirin had any sort of role in breast cancer, because at the time it was starting to look like aspirin might protect against colorectal cancer.
In tomorrow's edition of the Journal of the American Medical Association, Terry and her colleagues report that women in the Long Island study who reported taking aspirin at least once a week for 6 months had about a 20% reduction in their risk of breast cancer. This is not the first time scientists have seen a connection between cancer risk and compounds like aspirin. Randall Harris is a cancer epidemiologist at Ohio State University.
The studies overall show very strong consistency that these types of compounds, aspirin being the prototype compound, reduce the risk of breast cancer and many other malignancies. But there are 18 studies now that have focused on breast cancer.
Now, scientists think they know how aspirin does it.
What differentiates this study from all previous studies is that we have been able to look at clinical data with an understanding of molecular mechanism.
Andrew Dannenberg at Weill Medical College is a co-author of the new study. He says scientists believe aspirin reduces breast cancer risk because it blocks an enzyme called cyclooxygenase, or COX, and blocking COX breaks a biochemical pathway that can stimulate cancer. Aspirin is what's called a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, or NSAID. Dannenberg says one important finding of the new study is that they didn't see the effect for all NSAIDs. For example, acetaminophen, otherwise known as Tylenol, did not reduce breast cancer. Dannenberg says unlike aspirin, acetaminophen is not a COX inhibitor.
Acetaminophen inhibits pain, but does not target COX. And so it's very reassuring that acetaminophen had no impact whatsoever against breast cancer and supports the notion that the key target, in fact, is COX.
Dannenberg says he and his colleagues also predicted that based on the biochemistry, aspirin would have a bigger effect on so-called estrogen receptor positive tumors, and that's what they observed. Even though the biological and epidemiological evidence is pointing to a positive role for aspirin, Harvard epidemiologist Sue Hankinson says it's too soon to start recommending that all women take aspirin. Studies done so far involve lots of factors, including the medicine a woman takes, her diet, and her environment, so it's hard to be sure it's really the aspirin that's having the positive effect.
It's not as simple as it appears. It is a difficult issue to study. You know, there are a number of other studies ongoing or completed that have information on these medications, and I think this is going to clearly motivate people to look, you know, very carefully at their data.
The other thing people are going to start looking at carefully is new drugs that are even more potent COX blockers than aspirin. Researchers have already begun studying these drugs, sold under the trade names Celebrex and Vioxx, for their anti-cancer properties. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.